What's the hungriest you've ever been? I hate to admit this, but years ago, when I was a freshman in Bible college, I got in late at night and the curfew had already started. I couldn't really leave my room, but I was starving. And I remember earlier in the day, a friend of mine, two floors below me, ate a pizza, but didn't like the crust and threw it away in his trash can. So I snuck down to that floor, knocked on his door at about midnight. He wakes up, opens the door, and I said, "Look, I need all the crust out of your trash can." And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah." So I took the trash can up to my room, ate it, drank some water. Yeah. How hungry have you been? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, and I'm hungry. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Let me know how hungry you've been. I bet I've got some stories. Hey, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So today, we're talking about hunger. You know, they say cravings might be a sign that you're deficient in certain nutrients. Now, it's still a debate to some degree that lingers on, but there is some evidence to say that, it's possible. Like if you're low on iron, you might crave red meat or spinach. I don't know that I would ever be so low on iron that I would crave cooked spinach. Raw spinach, like, hey, all day. But cooked spinach, I think I'd rather eat vomit. But anyway, hunger pains and cravings, they tell us something. They tell us something about us. So what's the most hungry you have ever been, or the most thirsty? I remember one time walking home from a friend's house to a 7-Eleven store in 102-degree heat, and this was in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Not a good idea. I was so thirsty that I broke into a pole barn. I thought there would be a sink in there. No water, no sink, no bathroom. But there was a small can of Sprite with only, like, literally two little swallows left in it on this desk. It wasn't cold at all. It was hot. Who knows how long it had been sitting there. I didn't care that it was warm or old or someone else's spit was on it. I was so thirsty, I didn't care. I just drank it, bloop, bloop, and it was gone. I mean, the level of my thirst was off the charts. So, you know, we're hungry and thirsty for spiritual things, but we may not fill it with the right things. I want to read you something from John G. Lake's book. It's called John G. Lake, His Life Sermons and Boldness of Faith. This is out of page 112. He says, "Is there a note of despair in your heart? Have you not obtained the thing that your soul covets? Have you desired to be like that sinless, unselfish, sickless one? God will answer the call of your soul. You shall never have your heart's desire, but before that, it will become unanswerable. It must be the paramount call of your being. It is when it becomes the paramount issue of the soul that the answer comes. That is the reason he said, 'Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.'" He goes on to say that hunger is a good thing. Matthew 5:6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Again, hunger and thirst is a good thing, if it's for righteousness. Cravings are good, if they're for good, healthy foods. Have you ever craved sugar or sweets or caffeine? Yeah, not the best cravings. So look at it this way. You're blessed if you are hungry for more of God. Hunger can push you farther than any other desire except air. That trumps food and water, but not by much. But have you ever been so hungry for God that you break into a pole barn and read a Bible verse that does not belong to you? Okay, I'm just kidding. Bad example. But how hungry are you for God? The last few years, I've been so hungry for God to do something in my family, in my son's life. I have fasted. I have fasted a long period of time, many times, because I'm hungry. I'm hungry for the move of God. I think sometimes we bypass God's best by praying for his best without the hunger for it. You go, "Garth, what do you mean?" Well, we pray for more power, more financial blessing, more wisdom, a better marriage, whatever it is. But none of this is wrong, but it doesn't come out of a hunger for righteousness, but rather a hunger for an easier life. But if you truly hunger for more of God, Those things may or may not come, but it won't matter. All that will matter is that you have more of God. You hunger and thirst for righteousness, for God, for the right way to live life, for the right way to do things. You hunger for His sinless nature. Right now, you're going through pains, troubles, problems, relationship issues, and you're not seeing these as hunger pains. God, thank you for problems. Yes, thank you for problems. Look, no food, it's a problem. But the hunger pains, well, guess what? They drive you to get a job. They drive you to make money. They drive you to buy food. They drive you to be prepared and to plan ahead so that you're not hungry anymore. Pain and problems are bad, but they drive you to seek God, and so then they're good. I believe it was C.S. Lewis who said, no matter how bad it is, if it causes you to seek God, it's a good thing. He's talking about hunger pains. When was the last time you prayed not for something or for an answer, not for a blessing, not for an easier way out, not for, I don't know, financial gain? When was the last time you prayed to be hungry? When was the last time you said, God, I just don't hunger and thirst for you like I used to. Create in me a hunger for righteousness. Create in me a thirst for righteousness. I'm sure all of you can relate to a time you were so hungry and a time you were so thirsty. And wouldn't it be great to tap into that and be so hungry for righteousness? And to be so thirsty for righteousness that you're at the breaking point. You're willing to do anything. I dare you today to say that prayer, to make that commitment, to step over that line and say, God, do whatever it takes to make me hungry and to make me thirsty for more of you. That's the problem. You just don't really want it because you don't hunger for it. Think about it, pray it, believe it. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.